We're joined on the line by Robert Edgeness, who we've spoken to several times in the past and is and heads the Jewish community. Robert, thanks so much for joining us. Now that the trial is finally underway, do you think it gives Jewish families any reassurance that justice is being taken seriously, or does it leave them feeling more exposed?
Good afternoon. It's very difficult, very mixed feelings about this trial in a very special place of France. The trial is welcome. It was delayed. So it has drains very mixed emotions in the community. Of course, we have pushed for a strong response from to anti-Semitic crimes. And we're not sure that the answer is there yet, because it's been a long time. The trial is starting. It's behind closed doors. So we're waiting to see what will happen in the coming.
The assault happened nearly a year ago. Has enough been done in the time since then to support the victim and her family? And do you know how she is?
Yes, we've had some news about the family, because we have a special service of support, psychological, judicial support in the community, and Kiev as well has provided legal and psychological support to the family. But I don't know today, to tell you the truth, how she is and how she's lived through it. And I need to tell you that this happened in a quite bad neighborhood, and so where not many Jews are living, and it's a very special, I would say. It's not unusual type of family, a Jewish family in France. So it's a really mixed feelings about what has happened, what's happening today, what type of family they have. It's not like the nice Jewish family you could imagine. It's Jews, of course, but living in.
Okay. Do you, though, feel that the justice system is taking the anti-Semitic motive in this case seriously enough, or is there still a tendency in France to underplay the targeting of Jews?
We've had examples where France has underplayed anti-Semitic motives to a crime. This was a Sarah Halimi crime in 2015. And in this case, we are a step forward, because the motive, the anti-Semitic motive, has been acknowledged from the beginning, because it was reported from the beginning, and the kids said themselves that they aggressed her because she was Jewish in the context of post October 7. And but we have to remind your auditors that we also lived through a recent murder in a school a few days ago, a school aide by a student, which shows that we're a very deeper systemic crisis in French schools. Mm-hmm. And so we call at CLEAP for urgent educational reform and for detection of hate and violence, but enough has never been done when things happen.
Robert, what are your thoughts on the case being heard behind closed doors, as is customary with minors? But does that limit the community's ability to feel closure or transparency?
First of all, it's a legal obligation when the trial for minors, and that we understand, because it's legal obligation. Of course, secrecy breeds frustration, and especially in the Jewish community. And we call for clear communication of the outcomes and the motives whenever the case will be closed. And because anti-Semitic violence cannot be private. But again, the law says when minors are under trial, it has to be. It's a legal obligation that it's behind.
I know that earlier you said it was, you didn't use the word unusual, but a bit of an unusual case, that the neighborhood is not a particularly good neighborhood. But following on from that, do you still believe that this trial is part of a wider pattern of concern for Jewish parents in France, especially when it comes to safety for children in public schools and neighborhoods?
Absolutely. because this is not an isolated incident. Of course, it was very grave, and it's very bad, and we want the punishment to be at the level of the crime.
Mm.
And because the victim, the girl who was raped, had to hide her Jewish identity, she had to pass for as a Muslim, with who were her friends, school friends, but deeper, this indicates a normalization of anti-Semitic pressure in school life, and this is something we've warned for years about rising hostility in the school system. We just came out with a study about anti-Semitism in schools, and the news are not good on the subject.
Robert, how do you speak to Jewish families who are watching this case quietly and are perhaps feeling discouraged or unsure about their own future in France?
We hear their fears. We understand, and we stand with them. We understand that what they live through, because and this is why we encourage families to report of every anti-Semitic occurrence in schools, but generally in the streets, in life, in France.
Mm.
And because we feel that we as Jews are stronger when we all speak and act together.
Just to change track for a moment, President Macron recently said that supporting a Palestinian state is, and I'm quoting, a moral duty and political necessity. Now, do you feel that statement was directed more at France's Muslim population? And if so, how did it land with French Jews?
Remember, I told you on one of our recent conversation, I'm not in the head of President.
I thought maybe things had changed since the last time we spoke.
So many years, and it's difficult to know. What I know is we've strongly opposed these comments, the repeated comments. We've issued a press release in April, on the 10th of April. We just came out with another one. I just signed the publication that will be made in one of the large French national newspapers, to say we don't understand and we think it's a moral and error, a strategic error, and it will serve absolutely no purpose for peace. So we urge President Macron not to go forward with this idea. He will do whatever he wants, but at least we as representatives of the Jewish community, we've shown how strongly we oppose the idea. Not that we oppose the idea of a Palestinian state, but we oppose the idea of giving terrorists an immediate result of October 7th. And I think nobody would understand, and Hamas would consider this a reward for.
Was there reaction amongst the Muslim community in France to those comments and to his commitment to recognizing a Palestinian state?
We don't hear so much the Muslim community politically, but we hear them very much in the streets. You've probably seen all the demonstrations in the street it used to be for Palestinians, for Gaza, now it's maybe. It's very close to be for Hamas, and sometimes it's for Hamas. And it only encourages more hostility in France and towards the Jewish community in France.
Some critics.
And this is something President Macron does not understand, does not want to understand, and does not want to see.
Some critics worry that these kind of diplomatic moves could embolden more hostility towards Jews in France. Would you agree with that?
I do agree. Because political language necessarily has domestic impact, and the delegitimization of Israel amplifies anti-Semitism here. And this is why we always call for responsible, balanced diplomacy. We think it's not the case today. The diplomacy is totally biased. And we think also that France should not trade moral clarity for international posturing, which we feel that is what President Macron is doing today.
Robert, last question, completely unrelated, and you can say you don't want to answer if you don't, but I haven't spoken to you since that famous slap that the president got from his wife that went viral around the world. What was the reaction and what was the understanding in France in terms of what happened?
Well, basically, like in the world, the same thing happened in France. He was mocking of his posture, his position, his attitude, and it's ridiculous. It's really making himself ridiculous.
And
when the world really needs France, we believe France is still a country that counts, and that it should not be jeopardized by this type of childish behavior.
And that is Robert Edness, who is the executive director of CRIF, which is the Jewish organizations in France. It's always a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you again for your time and for joining us here on The Home Run.